My name is Chin Nan. I'm just joined the division of the biomedical informatics. And, So let's start from the breakthrough in AIDS therapy. And in 1996, a new type of AIDS therapy that mixed different types of agencies that it's a real breakthrough. Originally, we have monotherapy and double therapy that targeted the HIV virus in just one or two aspects. And then starting from 1996, a proposal is to target several different aspects of the HIV virus. And one of the developer, David Ho, was recognized as a man of the year by Time magazine. And this is really truly a breakthrough. Because as we can see from the data that, that since then the new cases and the death of the AIDS dropped dramatically from 1996. But but not all of the breakthrough and transformative research got recognized immediately. For example, stomach ulcer. Was originally considered to be a disease caused by excessive acid and stress, but then their findings that links the stomach ulcer with a kind of bacteria. But initially, this research was rejected and be considered as a bottom 10 in the conference that the author submitted. And it's recognized like 10 years later. And initially, they faced a lot of the challenge. And then and one of the developer, Marshall, he needs to intentionally consume that bacteria and make himself sick to prove the case. So it's not like every breakthrough can be recognized immediately. So we would like to see if big data can help to recognize a breakthrough and a transformative research or paradigm shifts, like immediately right after the idea was proposed. So we use this big citation data where we can construct a citation cascade. And of course, not all of the citations are created equal. There are citations that are negative and there are citations that are positive. But we have this idea where we apply to papers that got cited for the scale of thousands or tens of thousands of times. So the big data will actually smooth that out. And we are able to measure the influence of the root paper that we try to see if any that is a paper that established a paradigm and see how the influence of that paper in a certain period of time according to the length of the chain of the citation and the time. We have a parameter alpha to put a decay factor to estimate influence over time. So we will be able to plot the influence of a paper or a set of paper that establish a paradigm over time as a curve in this red line. And then if there are challengers that try to have a breakthrough or shift this paradigm, they will find a way in to the influence, the citation cascade. And because if you want to have a breakthrough in a field, you need to cite the original paper of the established paradigm, so they will be in the influence cascade as well. And if you subtract the influence of this challenger away and take into account this remaining residual influence, you can plot another curve over here. And if this curve starts to drop, then we can quantify how successful this challenger is against an established paradigm. So otherwise, this green curve will not drop at all because a challenger would not actually impact the influence of the established paradigm. So we test this to an idea of the, in physics, superconductivity. The original idea is that this can only observe in low temperature, but in 1987, a group of people developed a theory of, or they observed a high temperature superconductivity. So we test this and found that, they actually starting to drop. So, and then we try to see if this phenomena is specific to a breakthrough. So we take 30 highly cited papers published in the same year and plot the green line over here, and this is an error bar. And we show that these papers that are not breakthroughs will not show this kind of drop in this pattern. So we try this to our example of ACE therapy, and we actually see the same pattern here compared to a monotherapy that was established therapy in year 1996. You can see this drop of the green pattern here, and compared to other 30 highly cited paper, no drop can be observed. And this applied not only to breakthrough that got recognized immediately, we apply that to stomach ulcer as well, and we see that a drop over here as well. And the big drop over here is that because this problem has been solved, so no more research is no longer active in that area. So both of the curve drop over here. And we try to apply this to this interesting case here. Oh, okay. Is that we found two papers in 1974 are equally successful as a challenger against established paradigm in particle physics. Okay, yeah, so maybe I skip here. The idea is that we found that they're independently successful, but later in 2004, they're awarded with a Nobel Prize jointly. So hopefully I would have time to show you that this can be applied to see that Harlem Shake is a breakthrough of a meme against the Gangnam Style. But I'm not going to show you the video clip of the Harlem Shake. You can find a lot of them on YouTube and enjoy that. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Everyone here is hoping that their papers are cited according to the red curve right now, I think. Any questions for the speaker?
Oh, we only take citations, so we are not taking contents. Actually, we would like to take contents into account. So we only take citations, so you don't really need, that's not language dependent.
And this is an international
textual citation. Yes, yeah.
Okay, we have time for another question.
And a lot of language versions of Gangnam Style and the Harlem Shake as well. So
all right, why don't we move on?